This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And Bart, I mean, a week one, especially Sunday week one, was a lot of fun, a lot of entertaining games, a lot of storylines, a lot of headlines, everything else out of week one. Week two has not disappointed either. What a busy day it was yesterday.
The 4 o'clock games and beyond.
Yeah.
It's like,
it was a red zone kind of day.
Yeah, I was in the corner like, cut me, Mick. Like, cut me. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about channel surfing, trying to figure out, okay, Arizona's going on over here. Okay, Cowboys and the Chargers over here. What the hell? The Falcons are in the game? Like, what's going on? What a nightcap.
Yes.
What a nightcap.
What a finish.
Action Jackson had me nervous. I'm like, who the hell is he throwing to?
The Ravens.
Like, he can't throw. It's true. He can't throw. Okay, he slipped. All right. What's the other one? Who the hell he threw to the triple coverage? Like, what the hell is Action Jackson doing? Oh, man. But how crazy.
It was the day of interceptions,
yes.
Wasn't it? There were a lot of throws and a lot of games that you were saying, like, who are you throwing to? It just felt like
that,
but you're right.
Well, one in
what
particular,
a nightcap.
But that's a whole nother thing.
No, I don't want to talk about it right now. I do not want to talk about it right now. But right now, let's talk about this. Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Again, we want you also to be part of the conversation at the Dr. Pepper call-in line. That is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are going to do what we always do on Mondays, and that is our overreaction Monday, as we'll have several different storylines that we are going to overreact to on what we saw in week two. Bart will also give us his top five of things that he did not expect to see on Sunday in week two. But first, of course, as he mentioned, well, wait. Before we even get to your Baltimore Ravens, I am seeing you're a handsome man. And not only do you have your hair today looks fantastic. And whatever you sprayed in it when you walked in smells really good.
That would be the coconut oil. It hadn't set yet. The hair hasn't soaked it in yet. The sponges, they're going to suck it up in a minute.
But I also am noticing that you have two eyebrows.
I got two of them, and I'm keeping two of them.
Which means your bet with Damian Woody.
Ooh, I was nervous. I was nervous.
Now, for everybody that doesn't know, Damian Woody and Bart Scott, this was on Get Up, right?
Yeah, this was Get
this
Up.
This was Thursday on Get
Thursday.
Up? So Bart Scott and Damian Woody, right. Bart was talking about how he does not believe in the Eagles, and he believed the 49ers are going to win that game. And Damian Woody actually interrupted the segment.
Just stepped into my segment. The segment is called Can't Wait. What the hell is Damian Woody
coming wait.
In?
He couldn't wait to interrupt you. That's
and
what.
And he called my government. Like, that means he was
said
serious.
Bartholomew.
He said Bartholomew. That means he was serious.
Yeah.
I was serious, too.
Yes, you were. So you made a bet on national television.
Yes.
And the you picked the Niners, he took the Eagles, and the loser was going to have to shave off an eyebrow. And you chose the eyebrow because Woody likes to give you that one eyebrow, like the one eyebrow up look all the time.
Yeah, exactly, like the people's champ. You see, but this is the thing. I couldn't say shave off your facial hair because I haven't seen what my face looks like without facial hair probably since college. But Damon Woody floats around in that area that I tell you to be careful of, those black men over 40 with no facial hair. So that's no problem for him. I knew he wouldn't cut his hair off, right? So what else can we do? I'm not going to wax him live on TV. We couldn't get that okay by HR. So I said, you know what? Let's go with the eyebrow. I mean, not just two eyebrows, one. Because two, you can go get tattooed eyebrows on temporarily. People will never
pencil
know.
Them. You can pencil, pencil a little makeup.
You never know. But if you have one,
ooh,
do you know what type of artistry you have to have somebody draw one that looks just like the other one?
Yeah.
It's almost damn near impossible. And then the facial expressions where you laugh, you smile. I wanted Damon to be emotionless. I wanted him to look like Harvey Two-Face. And guess what? There it is right there. Ooh, that Beijing is right in there.
Plus.
That Beijing dye is great right there, boy. He's going to have to use some of that Beijing on his eyebrows. Because he's going to be without one. If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want to see if he does follow through on this. But you have to admit. And by the way, you dragged me right into this on Instagram, apparently.
Yeah.
When somebody's like, oh, somebody added me and said, well, if you're a good teammate, you should also shave your eyebrow. And I'm thinking to myself, like, wait, what? It'll look a lot different if I shaved an eyebrow than if Bart did, because your eyebrows are, you know, are petite.
Yeah, people say I don't really have any eyebrows.
You don't really have them.
Like, you already cut them off.
Yeah,
what are you
talking
about?
For me, it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's like
pretty scary.
It's like Teen Wolf going on right there, you know what I mean?
So with that in mind, I was like, all right, fine, I'll be a good teammate. And then I'm watching this game.
Ooh.
And this was a close game. It ended up 17-11. Only a defensive player like you would enjoy this. 17-11.
Where's George Kittle going? Like, George Kittle is now the second highest paid tight end in the league, or he might be the first, him or Kelsey.
Yeah.
And he has disappeared within this offense. I have no idea why they can't get him going. But if they don't get him going, they're not going to be able to compete with the Arizona Cardinals of that division.
In a division
Russ cooking in that division.
Yep.
And Matthew Stafford still looks like Matthew Stafford.
No doubt about that. So, again, a lot of gets on. I mean, again, you mentioned the Cardinals. And Kyler Murray is turned into a show. And you've been critical of him. A lot of people have been critical of him, that
his
system.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Right. About really more about leadership. But this is a guy that he is fun to watch right now. 2 weeks into the season, 400 yards passing,
yeah.
Also rushing for the touchdowns. But turning his back on his receivers to spin and then just YOLO throwing touchdowns the way he was doing it. There were so many of these games to me yesterday. And then, of course, Minnesota can't get a field goal.
37
Dallas
yards.
Almost gives a game away and is saved by a field goal. Just a lot of storylines. But, again, like you mentioned, and I want to get to this before we move on to your list.
Jeez.
Ravens, Chiefs, Lamar Jackson admitting that's my kryptonite. He sees Mahomes and the Chiefs. I can't beat this team. Can't beat this team, and I need to beat them. They're down 11 going into the fourth quarter. Raise your hand if you said, here we go again, you can't beat the Chiefs again. And then, of course, magic happens, including some including turnovers by the Chiefs that you don't normally see, especially a throw by Mahomes that he said might have been the worst throw he's ever had.
And you know what's crazy, right? Two teams can, like, we think are different than all the others. King Henry, who just said, I told you, what's a president to a king?
Yeah.
I told you that. And he said in the second half, you know what? Put the team on my back.
Yeah, enough.
And he said, exactly. Give it to me.
Yes.
I shall lead the way. I mean, he snapped off 187, then like 59 receiving too. He snapped.
Which you don't normally see him do.
And physicality, right? He went physical. The Ravens, oh man, you talk about that 8-minute drive. That defense had nothing left. I mean, the Ravens could have just, did anybody think they weren't going to get 1 yard when they needed it? I mean, they bludgeoned them to death.
Offensive line was fantastic.
They bludgeoned them. And like I talked about last week, when I speak about DNA, no matter what the names are on the back, it's funny how they all play the same way, right? You talk about Owe. Everybody's like, oh, he didn't have any sacks in college at Penn State. Oh, he looks like one of the best young pass rushers in all the draft. But you know what? A Raven knows a Raven when he sees one. And he says, you know what? I'm not going to hold Penn State against you. And oh, Latavius Murray, Freeman, Williams. Okay, we lost all three of our running backs. I told you it wouldn't take long. I told you, they just call them. Listen, the Raiders, you welcome that you caught them 2 days to prepare to get guys ready. But, oh, do those running backs look ready now? And, oh, do they look physical? Latavius Murray might go 4,000 yards.
It's like a three-headed monster is really what they're doing now,
the
right?
The four-headed monster because the quarterback goes 4,000, goes for 100 every game.
Yeah.
Told you, he was part of the offense. He's the running back. He holds the backside linebacker. He holds the backside defensive end. Guys don't know to flatten out. They are letting guys run straight through untouched. They're like, who got the ball? Lamar Jackson's doing a frontward flip, and the guy still, he's spinning the whole circle. You got the ball?
No.
You got who the hell? Coach, you come out here and do it. Like, you go back to the sideline. What the hell are you going to say? Man, you got to see. You can't see it. And you over there looking at it from a whole day. You got
to – You have to admit, one of the most compelling parts about that offense is, we don't talk about it with Lamar, we always focus on his ability to be a pocket passer, all that stuff.
Yeah.
His ability to hide the ball. In the exchange.
Yo, I think you...
Like, that's a sleight of hand that is a skill that you're right, because how many times did the camera follow one of the running backs and then you're like, wait, no, Lamar's got the ball.
And it's the funny thing, right? Like, it's like you're playing the NFL version of Georgia Tech. You're like, man, what the hell? Like, man, who runs the triple quadruple? This is like the quadruple option. Like, he faking it to five people. They're sprinting out and throwing the ball. Like, whoa, hell no, man. I quit. Mahomes, this on you, bro. Go put up some points because we got no chance.
What did you think, though, at the end? Now, again, I talk about the turnovers. Mahomes with a terrible, like, just, again, he's trying to do too much, which we saw a lot of quarterbacks do.
Well, he's done that so many times, got away with it.
And he's gotten away with it. He was trying to get Kelsey. Didn't work out. Okay, fine. So then they come back. But then you still have time. Even though you score and take the one-point lead, you don't get the two-point conversion, Mahomes still has time.
Right,
and
109.
That's dangerous. But then Clyde Edwards-Helaire turns the ball over, which is a terrific play by the lineman. And then They're now going down, and they got – it's a fourth and two. Do you punt?
No, they scored first, right? I believe they scored after the OA, and then they went for the two-point conversion, didn't get it. Then they punted. Or whatever, and then Mahomes. Oh, you're right.
It's the turnover, and then you have the ball. Now, again, you're trying to just completely just kill the game. Third down, do not convert for the first. So now it's a decision. Fourth and two, do we give him the ball back again?
You can't. Your defense is.
What did you think of Harbaugh looking at it and yelling, Lamar, do you want to go for it?
Yes.
What did you think of that moment? Because, again, I go back to the DNA conversation that we've had. That's a moment. This is now how many years now? 4 years together. I lose track.
Yeah.
Been together now. There's a trust between coach and quarterback to a point where it's like, I know what they're calling. I know what the book is telling me. What do you want to do?
Exactly.
He put the ball in his quarterback's hands and said, "What do you want to do?"
Exactly.
And Aaron Rodgers didn't get that chance in the NFC Championship game. What did you think of that moment?
I mean, that epitomizes what being a Raven is all about. It's a gut call. Sometimes you say, "Damn the analytics." Can you give me a yard? Coach, you damn straight I can give you a yard. I don't care what I got to run through. If I got to dive, I will figure out what tool to use in my toolbox. If I got to go low, if I got to go high, if I got to just somersault my body like John Elway. Whatever it takes. Listen, do not give that man over there the ball. Because all he needs is a field goal. You're trying to tell me you're going to give him 1 minute and 9 seconds to go down and cut our hearts out with 1 second to go on the clock. Because that's what he was doing before Charles Edwards-Helaire fumbled the ball. Charles Edwards-Helaire was sitting right there. They're like, okay, we just going to run the ball. And okay, we're going to kick the field goal, leave you no time. Right?
Yeah.
He said, no. We're going to win or lose this game on our terms.
Yeah.
Our terms are, we are the Baltimore Ravens. We are one of the most physical running teams in the league. Do you want him with the ball or you want your guy with the ball?
And it's also this. How do you exercise the demons? Give me the ball. I will put this game away right now. And it's that conversation is now over. And Harbaugh talked about that decision after the game.
Saying to Lamar, do you want to go for this? Was there ever any doubt?
No, there wasn't. But I wanted to be sure myself, you know. I knew he was going to say yes, so. But we were going for it at that point.
Would there have been a doubt if it was any other player, a quarterback, if you didn't have Lamar?
Well, Mahomes, I bet they're going for it too with Patrick Mahomes. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I love that. There was never any doubt. I knew what he was going to say.
Yeah.
But I figured I'm going to let him know.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the ball. What do you want to do? That, again, one of several things that you saw on Sunday that really caught your attention. All right, Bart.
Play like a Raven, man. That means
something.
You said
the DNA thing, and I'm telling you.
That means something.
Yeah. All right, so that's Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So let's get to your list of 5 things, as we do every Monday. 5 things Bart Scott did not expect from week 1. Are you ready?
Hammer time. Let's do it. Number 1. I kind of expected it, but I didn't expect the performance.
What's number 5? You want to count them down?
Okay. Number 5.
Number 5.
The Jet fans.
Why? Really?
Booing. Zach, you talk about there was a lot of interceptions.
It's too soon.
None more. Zach Wilson. I'm watching that game, Alan, and I'm like, not one, not two, not three.
Yes.
4 INTs. Yeah. I mean, this dude's out there like Jay Cutler in his heyday.
Oh, no.
He's slinging it. He's a gunslinger. But you got to understand that, listen,
I just want a fair chance, man.
Got Kevlar vests. They can catch anything. And some of those picks were bad, man. And you talk about that defense played well. And listen,
The Jet defense.
Yes, the Jet defense played well.
I thought they played. Yeah.
And I'm not doing a round of applause if I'm Patriot fans with mac and cheese with 189 yards. He did what he was supposed to do. That's not turning the ball over. So I guarantee you that maybe Zach Wilson is going to get a little bit better. He did something. And you know, it's hard to break records with
the
Jets.
Please, and we will talk more about this
coming
up.
This dude had 3 interceptions and 5 attempts. Never been done before. Okay.
Thank you.
Number 4.
Number 4.
And I tell you what, I thought I was watching either ER or MASH with all the guys that were quarterbacks that were under center that were sitting up there going into the infirmary. You talk about Tua. Andy Dalton, man, you got Wally Pipp because you can't lose your job with an injury. You helped them out. You made the decision for them.
Yep.
And, man, Carson Wentz not being able to answer the bell.
Come on.
Hey,
now.
Yo, Tommy. Hey, yo, Tommy.
I ain't hear no bell.
Listen, you know the people. You know
he
the
didn't
people.
Give me no cut me, McNair. Yeah.
You know the people that's crying? Philadelphia. They're like, get his ass in there. We need him to play 75% so we can get a first round and not a second round. Get up, Craig. Get up, Craig. Yo, rest in peace to Ezell too. He died last week, man. It's all good, though, man. T.J. Watt, man. He got that smutty, and maybe that smutty game sciatica was holding his pockets down because, man, T.J. Watt is going to be a big one.
Big
and
loss.
That is huge, man. Brandon Graham, man, you know he's getting to the end of his role. He's had a illustrious career. You talk about his Achilles losing, you know, hurting, you losing their pass rusher. Yeah. You know, that defense and that team. Listen, I was scared yesterday. I underestimated the effect of Brandon
Graham. But a big
Graham
one that's going to turn into a big story was with the Texans.
Yes, well, Tyrod Taylor.
That's a big story all
what
of
do,
a sudden.
What do you do? Because guess what? They're on a short week. So that means they don't have time to really go sign a new quarterback. That means they may have to activate Deshaun Watson.
Well, they already said they're not, which is just mind-blowing and a story that so we certainly we,
so,
will get
so,
to.
So are we going to have a receiver
here we
as
go.
The emergency backup to Mills?
Here we go.
Are they going to go out and make a trade for somebody? Are they going to call back Jeff Driscoll? Sorry, Jeff Driscoll, after you cut him, got picked up by the Dallas Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? They're probably going to try and get him off the practice squad and do that because they will not
I
let
imagine.
Deshaun Watson go in there and get hurt. You got to guarantee his whole contract. I tell
I
you
imagine
what,
the Cowboys are on your list, but let's move on.
Move on.
That's number everybody. Three.
Number three. Oh, yeah. Okay, man. Derek Carr.
Stay with me, boy.
Derek Carr in the surprise and the upset. Who knew that the Raiders have, you know, you talk about who's your daddy? Who knew that the Raiders were the Pittsburgh Steelers' daddy? Because all they do is beat them. I mean, I believe they won like the last three or four matchups between teams. And Derek Carr looking like an MVP.
Oh, wait.
I wish.
Go ahead, finish.
I wish that finally John Gruden will accept him as his quarterback and pay the man a long-term contract and give him what he's owed.
Well, Keyshawn Johnson has been trying to tell us about Derek Carr for months when he's talked about top quarterbacks in the league, and people have laughed at him for putting Derek Carr in his top 10. But you know what? You do have a podcast. It is with Rex Ryan. It's called Organized Chaos, and Rex Ryan had this reaction to how good Derek Carr and the Raiders look.
The Raiders, like, are you kidding me? If you're going to say who are the two baddest defenses in the league that you don't want to play against to open the season, well, here you go. How you're going to play Baltimore, and then you're going to go at Pittsburgh and play. And Derek Carr, all he's done is throw for 817 yards in two games. So, yes, if he's not willing to say it, my gosh, I'm willing to say it. Derek Carr is legit.
Derek Carr, legit. Yeah, another thing you
Rex
did not expect.
Rex had a little bit too much excitement. Remember, he beat our Ravens, Rex. Temper down a little bit. Just temper down just a little bit. But I tell you what,
right
you can't
now.
Deny what Derek Carr has done early in the season.
Next up.
How about them Cowboys?
Number two.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! I tell you what, man. Listen, maybe week one was a good loss. And this defense, I tell you what was really apparent to me. One, Pollard is so much better of a running back right now
strong.
Than Ezekiel Elliott.
Power
so,
runner.
And he has a lot more pep in his step. So
yep.
Remember what I told you guys earlier, best shape of my life. I start seeing wear and tear start to come down, and Ezekiel Elliott will not be on this team next year. They'll give it to Pollard, and they'll shave that $90 million
Ooh.
Out and say, guess what?
Hey,
Gallup, you can have a little bit of Ezekiel's money, and we'll save the rest for a rainy day.
Yikes.
So write that down. Mark it down, because I said it a long
Their
time ago.
Their defense looks good, but Mike McCarthy almost gave this game away, and we'll get to the excuse factory coming up in a little bit. But let's get to your final didn't expect that from week one.
Number one.
I tell you what, I didn't expect, first of all, Jacksonville to be in the game. Right, they came out. And I was a little nervous because they looked like they were, or maybe Denver underestimated them. But man, eventually, Lil Duval and the county of Duval,
right?
They were who we thought they were, and they're 0-2. And Urban Meyer, like I said, looks like he swallowed a baseball, a
they
volleyball,
are who we thought they were,
a bowling ball. And I'm just I'm concerned. I'm like, why is he still there? Why hasn't he went out to Southern California and said, you know what? I don't feel well, and went out to UFC. I'm surprised that Urban Meyer is still around. That's my number one. But guess what? It's a long week. Who knows? A lot can happen. Urban Meyer, Jacksonville Jaguars, probably is going to have the first overall pick again.
Yeah, I mean, well, we'll see if they'll get better. But I'll tell you what you didn't mention in that game, can we put some respect on Teddy Bridgewater's name, please?
I've been having respect
he,
on
has
Teddy
he
Two
not
Gloves. Teddy
shown
Two
you
Gloves.
Something
Don't get
special.
Teddy Two Gloves.
Yeah.
And listen, like, I forget who they have next week, but they're going to win again. But one surprise that I want to say too, you know, because I want to add, you know, add this in. Let's put some respect on Sam Darnold's name. Let's put some respect on Sam Darnold's name.
Yeah, Carolina already Carolina proved that they had a quarterback, and now they have a quarterback. And then, of course, where he came from with Sam Darnold in New York, there are already now some people that have buyer's remorse on that whole deal. And we will get to all that, of course. Your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, as we discuss what we saw in week two. It's still one more game tonight, Monday Night Football, the Lions, the Packers, and
L-A-X. Not if you lose!
Rodgers. So my family's protected. Is yours? September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. Did you know that part? And there's no better time to check this big item off your to-do list. So use SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years. Quotes take only minutes and are totally free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That is SelectQuote.com. So, of course, it's Monday morning. And what do? We overreact to things we saw, our favorite teams. What is your overreaction to what your favorite team did? We'll get to your calls and, of course, what we think we saw and we'll overreact to in week one. But first, Bart has this from Vivid Seats.
Football season's back. Baseball playoffs are right around the corner. And best of all, it is safe to return to live events, which means you can actually be there and see all the action with Vivid Seats. From seats on the 50-yard line to a bird's eye view to parking passes, being there is all that matters. And get this, with Vivid Seat Rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Call to action, visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live.
They are who we thought they were.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We want you to be part of Bart Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. All right, Bart, let's overreact to some things that we saw as Overreaction Monday. It is time for that. We want you, of course, to give us the overreactions you have to your teams on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This is one that I don't believe in, Bart. I don't buy it. I'm not part of this, but I've seen it enough from friends of mine and on social media and from some members of the media as well that I feel it's an overreaction. But I just want to make it clear, this is not my overreaction, and it is this. The Jets should have traded the number two overall pick and kept Sam Darnold.
Well, that was always a consideration, right? You know, people thought with two first-round draft picks, Sam Darnold was a good quarterback, that maybe, just maybe, they should get some protection around him. Maybe you could have still got Vera Tucker, maybe got him a number one receiver.
That number two pick would have been extremely valuable if you consider the Niners moved up.
Yeah.
To get their guy at three, right?
They could have got three first-round picks.
At worst, that's what
you could have
got.
Because right. They would have got the Niners this year, which would have still gave the Jets two, and then also gave them three more, like probably three picks, whatever San Francisco gave up.
And Sam looked fantastic yesterday. That defense, Carolina's got themselves a defense.
Yeah.
And obviously CMC changes everything for you offensively, so it gives you more options. But Sam looked good. He looked very good yesterday, and it was, of course, in contrast to how Zach Wilson looked, throwing four picks, three of them his fault. One, Corey Davis went right through your hands. Catch it.
Yeah.
Right? A couple of them were forced. That was a comeuppance kind of game. I feel like, look, there's no safety net. There's no veteran backup. Mike White's the backup.
Right. I don't understand why Josh Johnson wasn't, like, because that was the day if Josh Johnson was there with how good that defense was playing. When a kid throws three, you sit him down and you see if Josh Johnson can help you mount a comeback.
But let's be honest. what are they really trying to do here? They're trying to take somebody that's got phenomenal talent, and he's got to learn.
Too much talent.
That was a painful learning experience that was necessary. Unfortunately, 52 other guys had to endure it.
Yep.
That's really what that was about. Unfortunately, 52 other guys had to accept that the needs of the one was more important than the needs of the many, because long term, they are hoping that this experience, as painful and frustrating as it was,
and embarrassing,
he will learn from it and he will be better for it. It just sucks that you had to endure it, especially against Bill Belichick. All right. Another overreaction. Carson Wentz not coming back in the game after injuring his ankle. Now, there'll be tests. They'll see how badly injured it is, but he was standing on the sideline. He had a headset on. He was holding a clipboard. I mean, he was pretty much watching the game. But having Eason come in that game and throw a pick immediately, and that game ended right there. Any chance of them winning ended right there.
Yeah, how about
Carson Wentz might lose his locker room.
Well, I don't know about that, because if it's bad, he can't stand.
He was standing.
But, yeah, what I'm saying is he can't run. Like, you can stand with a messed up ankle.
Man,
you know
tape
that.
Tape it up and give it a shot.
But, you know what I mean? Well, that's exactly what he would have needed to do, but the shot would have took time, and he didn't have that time.
I see what you're saying.
You know, if he would have got the shot, like, at halftime, then he would have been able to muscle through it. You know, and that was in a game you talk about, you know, a team that considered to be a Super Bowl contender. So if you're Indianapolis, you feel good that you can play with the big boys. You know, you just got to be able to close the deal, and you got to be able to come through. But, you know, everybody talks about Eason. Maybe Nick Foles, if they had him on his roster, would have been a good safety net to throw him in, because you know Carson Wentz has a propensity to
Yeah, this is a thing now with him. Now, Quentin Nelson did say this after the game. His toughness, all the times he's gotten hit, all the times he's gotten up, it's on a different level. He hasn't complained once. We need to be better up front. If we give him more time, he could play even better. So, doesn't sound like anybody's pointing fingers right now at Carson Wentz. They are pointing at that offensive line. That does. We thought they'd be a lot better than they were so far after 2 weeks. All right, another overreaction as Bart and Han, we continue. Overreaction Monday, week two in the NFL. Tom Brady will break the single-season record for touchdowns, and he'll do it easily.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I know Tom Brady doesn't like to run it in when he get down there. He likes to pad his stats, but I mean, I know, listen, he's at 9.
He made
55.
It look
listen,
easy.
Yeah, he's at 9, but that was the Atlanta Falcons.
I'm sorry, it's division. They'll get to see them again.
Yeah, I get it.
Look at the division.
But now they get to see the Carolina Panthers,
yeah,
which it may not be
thought.
That easy.
That's right.
Right.
So that
may average out what we thought he would get for those two. Who knows? I really don't understand and know who the New Orleans Saints are, but when you have to play without 8 of your assistants, that's hard. You know, 80 assistants have COVID. You know, people don't realize what the assistant coaches do, the linebacker coaches, the receiver coaches, being able to individually coach the positions when they come back. Everybody breaks up to their own little groups. Linebackers go with the linebackers, DBs go with the DBs, D-line, DN, nose, and so forth and so on. When you don't have those guys, you don't have a lot of information and education to be able to be translated at one time. So we'll see, like, if Tom Brady is going to walk through this division, or if the Saints are good and Carolina is actually a good team.
Can I tell you what he's on pace for after 2 weeks?
5,000.
76.5.
Okay, you're right. So what
he's
is
on
Kyler,
pace for
right.
76 touchdowns.
So what's Kyler Murray on pace for? And Lamar Jackson on pace for 2,000 yards rushing. And Derrick Henry, too.
All right, let's do one more here as we continue. Overreaction Monday. Kyler Murray's the best player in the NFL. He's the show. If you're going to lay your money down to watch one player, like, you don't have a fan interest. Like, you don't have
the Steph Curry of the NBA.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. You don't have a team. You don't have a favorite team. But you can pick any game, any week to watch. You're picking Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. That's our overreaction. You agree or disagree?
I'm picking the Ravens. Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson with the jump pad.
He's a show,
with
too.
The cartwheel, with the magician with the football, is showing me something that I've never seen before. We've seen guys chuck it up and put it up there. Now, look, Little Mighty Mouse, Baby Yoda, whatever they want to call him, he's out there creating magic, too. But Lamar Jackson gives me some stuff that I've never seen before as well. And the fact that he takes no hard hits, like, it's crazy, right? He never really gets hit flush.
You can't catch him.
It's like
dude turns his back on his receiver. Yeah. He just completely disappears. He doesn't know where anybody is. Turns back around and just throws it in the air.
Are you talking about Kyler?
Yeah, it's incredible.
Somebody gonna get him.
And then Lamar, on the other hand, is so elusive. And I mean,
he's just so happy you get a hand on him. He's like, "Woo, I caught him! Woo, just get out of bounds."
But how many moves does he have? Like, he has like at least three moves that are just like one, two, like he's like it's dance moves.
Yeah, man.
To get free, and then he's gone. And he's got obviously the size and the stride, and it's just what a show he put on certainly last night.
You know what? That's a better question to ask the people.
We asked.
Better show, Lamar Jackson
or Kyler Murray. Right now.
Who are you putting your money
on? Better show in the NFL.
Who are you
which
putting
one?
Your money on?
Which one is it? 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Of course, also your overreaction Monday for your favorite team. You call up, you tell us your favorite team and what your overreaction is to what you've seen now in week two weeks into the season. Also coming up, I'm going to say a word that I know might make Bart Scott curse on air. And when I tell you that, you know Bart. Bart is a habitual line stepper. He walks that line. But if I say this one word, it might make him curse. Coming up next. Yes, get that button ready. Dell's semi-annual sale delivers unmatched productivity and play. Right now, save what Dell employees save with 17% off leading XPS and Alienware computers powered by Intel Core processors. Visit Dell.com/semi-annual or call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL. What is that word I'm going to say that might get Bart to curse on air? That is coming up. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Brought to you by SelectQuote. Get a free quote today at SelectQuote.com. Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Our good friend Chris Mortensen going to join us with all the nuggets that he collects around the NFL world after, of course, a very busy week two Sunday. We still have one more game tonight, of course, Monday Night Football. Aaron Rodgers, Aaron, where are you? We will find out if he is back tonight against your Detroit Lions. Are you excited for this game, Bart Scott?
The Lions on primetime always disappoints. I'm hoping they do a better job. They showed a lot of fight against the San Francisco 49ers. I'm hoping that maybe, listen, because the best thing to happen for all the sports talk world is for Aaron and this to go bad,
Oof. Right?
Just like
if you're rooting for the story, you're rooting for
rooting
him
for
to look
story.
Bad again,
yeah.
Right?
I'm rooting for the story.
If you're rooting
I'm
for the story, that's the bigger
or
story.
Or just a way to lose. And then it's like, they lost to the Lions. Oh, it's so he can't say relax if they lose to the Lions.
No. Right. Well, that's what he kept saying. Like, everybody on the outside is going to freak out about this.
You gotta pull the fire alarm.
And then, by the way, to see what the Saints look like in week two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But see, but I say the Saints look like that. Listen, when you're missing eight of your coaches, you know, stay away from Florida, man. Stay away from Florida.
There is that link of the couple of teams that did go to Florida and came back and had issues. Again, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Let's take your calls on several topics, including, of course, your Monday overreactions. Let's begin with Mike in Denver. I agree with Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, this is all saying that Teddy Bridgewater is going to be a reemergence, and he's going to might be the MVP, maybe close to it. He's going to do amazing. You see the games, he's doing very well. The score just shows them winning, that they are dominating.
Thanks, Mike. On the Dr. Pepper call online, Mike is very excited about Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, Teddy Two Gloves, that's
your
guy.
And very excited about Denver and their ability to make the playoffs, which if you look at them after 2 weeks, they look like a team that is definitely going to be in the top half of the league.
You know, I've been saying that.
But Bridgewater's played very well.
But look at that division now, because now you also have Kansas City, who you know is going to be there, and they're going to play those head-to-heads. And you have the Raiders, right? And don't sleep on the Chargers. The Chargers should have won that game yesterday. That call on Herbert was horrible.
They called it a sack. Forward progress.
Yeah, 18-yard loss.
Horrific.
That might be one of the worst calls.
Well, there
I've
were
seen.
Several bad calls at the end on that play. There's no doubt about it. They had to settle for a field goal instead. Speaking though of that division and the Chiefs, Marcus in Brooklyn has his overreaction.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
It's Marcus.
What's
hey,
up?
Sticking with the AFC West, man. I think that the Chiefs won't make the playoffs, man. That defense was looking kind of crazy yesterday. The Chargers, like you said, should be legit 2-0 along with the rest of the other three teams in the division.
They got two picks for a touchdown. Marcus, they got two picks for a touchdown, man. Listen, Marcus, I'm your boy. Marcus, I'm your boy. Let me tell you something. Marcus, don't mention that to nobody else, man. They're going to have you admit it, man. We're going to stop this one right here. Don't pull that one to nobody
else. Yeah, we're going to leave that one right there. I don't know if we even want to say Save the tape on that one, no doubt about it. How about Ray in L.A.? Overreaction Monday, Ray, go.
Real fast, the Raiders are the one team nobody wants to play in a one-game playoff. Nobody wants to play the Raiders right now.
The Raiders, Bart Scott.
Man, I think you can put a lot of teams in that category, right? You can talk about the four teams from the NFC West. I don't think nobody wants to play the Cardinals with what they can do, rushing the passer, lockdown corners, safeties, J.J. Watt, Chandler Jones. You know, you can say that, too, about the Rams if they become the wild card. There's a lot of teams you can say that about. Let's pump our brakes a little bit. It's only week two.
And there's 15 to go.
Yeah, let's start making those decisions around week eight.
Yeah, okay.
Just win, baby.
There it is. Robert in Virginia. Robert, overreaction Monday. Go.
I'm a Pats fan, and I believe that Matt Jones is really the only rookie that should be playing full time. These other guys just aren't ready. That Jets quarterback, I mean, some of the throws he made yesterday.
All right. Settle down, Pats fan. I get it. But no, but Mac Jones, you know what it is, though? And what he's saying is not entirely crazy. Mac Jones is on a team that is kind of like built for a guy to play conservative.
Got to throw for 189 yards.
Yeah, like have to be great. You just have to be good and don't turn the ball over.
You know what I noticed and what I learned from yesterday? It's the Bills and everybody else in that division.
Mm.
Listen, the Patriots look real average. That defense looked real average. That offense looks real average. They couldn't get behind the Jets. That Jets defense put a little whooping on them.
Well, the one run by.
Yeah. You listen, a blind squirrel finds a nut. But I'm telling you, like, it looks like it's the Bills and everybody else. We thought, like, oh, Miami beat the Patriots last week. And they look horrible. They got trounced against
And Tua
the
gets
Bills.
Hurt. And now
but
a
even
lot
before
of,
that, it was 35.
It was Miami's defense that really surprised me. All right. I got to give you that word, and let's see how you react. You ready?
Yeah. What's that word? Pimping?
Taunting.
Oh, man, yeah. This is beyond.
You talk about a problem around the league.
It's in college, 2 weeks too. I talked to you about
well, the targeting on that side. But as far as taunting goes, I mean, everybody. Field, Yates, virtually nothing we can agree on in this app except that NFL's new taunting rule stinks. Ryan Clark, the NFL taunting rules are even worse than the college targeting rule, and that's difficult. Everybody sounding off on this. You as a defensive player, an emotional guy, probably hate this. You never get out of a game.
But even for the offensive side of the ball, those guys want to show emotion too. If you run through five people, you should get up and be able to throw the ball down and have some emotion.
Let's ask Mort about that coming up next. Bart Nahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.